case number 10081, Mary Jane and Marion P. Gordon Jr., west of Van Buren Avenue, south of Old Lighthouse Road, being lot 21, block 4, within Edgewater Acres Development. A variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
Great thing, Mike and Builders.
Okay, hold on. Mike and Builders, address of?
72 Cedar Drive, Mount Hope, Delaware.
Okay. And you two are? And?
Marion Gordon.
Okay, address? You're all going to speak, please put your hands up there. You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Good evening, folks.
Good evening, sir.
I don't know if, how much information you have on the original, but I have some additional plans, negative plans and stuff, some additional letters from the community association. First, my name's Randy King with Mike and Builders. This is Mr. and Mrs. Gordon. We went into contract with these guys to put a second and third floor addition on their house on Van Buren Street in Edgewater Acres. Went into design, went under contract, actually received building permits for the house, and that's when we realized that, and it's been about 5 years, I think, for somebody had a new ruling that non-conforming lots you couldn't build on top of the existing structures. And basically the house is 15.8 feet from Route 54, and it's 5 feet one on the rear property line, supposed to be 10 feet. And the side set or the front yard setback on Route 54 is 40 feet. That's kind of where we're at. These first pages are Edgewater Acres Community Association with 16 signatures of homeowners in the neighborhood that are all in favor of the addition. And then there's six or seven letters attached, which the council has some of them from the original application. There is a survey showing the existing lot and everything. And then I also have pictures in there showing the existing house and also neighboring houses, which are actually within 15 feet of Route 54, all within one block or two blocks from the Gordon's house. The house directly across the street is 15 feet, and then there's two houses on Monroe, which are both, one's 15 feet, one's about 21 feet. And there's the plans also I show in this packet of information. Basically, we're building on top of the existing single-story rancher. Everything on top of the garage, the front porch, the rear sunroom that's been there since 1996 when the Gordons bought the house. So it's been there for at least 12, 13 years. And again, when I got the permits, I was kind of shocked that there was a 40-foot setback on Route 54 and that I didn't realize how non-conforming they were. And so as soon as we found that out, we decided to come and try and get a variance for the design and structure because we don't want to come at the end of the project, that's for sure.
They've owned the property, or you've owned the property for how long?
Since 1996.
Okay. And how long do you think the house has been there?
I think it's about
1979.
79, yeah.
I don't know if you got any opposition letters from anybody in the community, but we've, again, there's quite a few people in the community that are all in favor of it. And there's been quite a few variances. If you look at the third page of the page three of the photos, the house on Monroe Avenue was built about 2 years ago, and it's only about 21 feet from Route 54, and that's a very new home.
Okay. Yeah, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Work?
No.
Mr. Edson? Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I have nine letters in favor of.
Let the record, we got nine letters in favor. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case 10,081. I don't think it'll alter central character of the neighborhood and it'll fit in with the rest of the houses on that street.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,081. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you,
gentlemen.
Good evening.
Good evening.